The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention issued the first federal guidelines for prescribing opioid painkillers this week. WSHU's Cassandra Basler reports that the guidelines could keep doctors from overprescribing pills like OxyContin and Percocet.
The guidelines have 12 main recommendations for prescribing opioids to manage chronic pain. One says that doctors should prescribe opioids for 3 days at a time. That's about 20 pills.
It's not unusual to see people getting prescriptions of 300 pills at a time.
That's Michael Carius. He's an ER doctor in Connecticut, and he helped write the state's opioid prescription guidelines for hospitals. He says the CDC guidelines are useful because they help doctors explain to patients why they might be changing prescriptions.
I don't think that they've said anything that's revolutionary in the guidelines, but I think that it does spell out the science that's behind it, and I think that's really important to convince people to change their practices.
The guidelines are about 50 pages long and include more than 200 references to research studies on opioid use. So why do federal guidelines need research to convince doctors to follow them? U.S. Senator Richard Blumenthal of Connecticut says the guidelines are not law, they're voluntary.
These new guidelines are overdue, but a very positive step that will help stem addiction and save lives as long as they are respected by the prescribers.
Blumenthal says overprescribing pain pills feeds the country's opioid addiction crisis. Since 2000, the CDC says overdose deaths from opioids, including heroin, have increased by 200% nationwide. Cassandra Basler, WSHU News.